Pick a real fight and weed, bury my bones by the pricking of my thumb. Something frightened this way comes. You smell that, Felix? Yes, I can sense their fear and lust. Yes, lust as well. So strong that it must come from either a rabbit or a man. But a rabbit would have had enough sense to turn tail by now. Looks like we have a guest.
Peeping through my window like a pervert. Whence came you, boy? Did magpies make off with your breadcrumb trail home?
The village down the river, innit? I assume you've seen my goods on market days there. Castor for your hair, hazel for your skin. Lovely products, but none that require trekking all the way into my neck of the woods. Much less on a night like this. You'll catch a chill out here. Best get inside and you can explain yourself by the fire. Comfortable? I don't believe you. Spit it out already. What led your steps to me?
Oh! A love potion? You must think I'm some kind of witch. I wonder what put that idea in your pretty little head.
If it's happily ever after you're seeking, that cannot be bottled, I'm afraid. Commitment, companionship, self-sacrifice, oh no, there are no shortcuts for such things. But if it's lust you're after, then I believe I can help.
The potion works best if you and your lover both drink.
And their lust for you will be insatiable. Your own stamina increased, your respective highs lasting longer. However, aphrodisiac potions are highly sought after wares, boy. I don't have any just laying around for every horny scoundrel that darkens my doorstep. But, as it happens, I do currently have all but one of the necessary ingredients. Tell me about this person you so desire. They must be human, to be clear. If a pixie or woodfolk caught your fancy, I'm afraid this brew will have no effect on them.
They sound lovely, but they are unsatisfied with your performance. You've never even talked to them?
You really are a frightened little boy. Well, this brew takes time, a full moon cycle to properly ferment. Certainly you can work up the courage by the time it's ready. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We haven't even discussed payment. Oh, no, no. I earn plenty of coin on market days. But I'm running awfully low on Houndsbane. Fetch me half a bushel from the eastern woods, and I'll consider the debt paid. One more thing I must add.
Should you try to cheat me, to, say, mix in peppermint with the Houndsbane as if I wouldn't notice the difference, there will be supernatural consequences. But I'm sure you would never do that. You're a good boy, aren't you?
Good. Then let's get started. I still need the last ingredient from you.
Well, yes, you.
Your lust is the entire point, isn't it?
My, my, look at that blush. Have I made my guest uncomfortable? My hand rubbing against the front of your trousers. You don't like it? Oh, yes, you are a shy little thing. Yes, I need your seed for the potion, but you have to give it willingly. This is your desire creating the magic, not mine. If you find this distasteful, perhaps you should reconsider your intentions with the potion. But it makes no difference to me. You are free to leave.
Of course, I'd need to find someone else to fetch my houndsbane, but there are always more needy, willing customers. You'll do it? Then why are your trousers still fastened? Don't waste my time. Let's have a look at you. Oh, still so shy. But if you want this, you have to do as I say. Be a good boy for me, and show me your pretty cock. See, that wasn't so difficult. Go on, touch yourself, and perhaps tell me more about your soon-to-be lover. Good boy, you're doing better. But I think you still need some guidance. Like this. It feels different when it's someone else's hands, doesn't it? Just think of how your lover's hand will feel here, wrapped around your cock. And everywhere else, too. Their fingers entangled in your hair, tugging when the sensation gets too intense. Their hands tracing along the curve of your spine, nails digging in marks on your shoulders from the pleasure you provide them. Good, yes, you seem quite a bit more excited now. See your cock growing hard under my fingers? Good boy. Touch yourself while I gather the other ingredients. But not so fast. At that rate, you'll be done before I bring the pot to boil. Yes, just like that. Slow strokes. You'll have plenty of frenzied sex with the potion. So for now, be gentle with yourself. Now, where was I? Oh, jasmine, of course. Allspice, too. Did you need something? Really? My hands feel better. Let me fetch something to help you. Here. A little lubrication should feel good. But what's in it? Trade secret, I'm afraid. But I sell it by the jar if you're interested in more. Here, you just scoop up a little with your fingers and rub it like this along your shaft. Yes, it's warm. That's why I keep it close to the fire. Close your eyes while I rub for you. Think of the warmth, the wet. This is what your lover will feel like. You have to concentrate on that feeling, that lust. The more powerful your desire in your imagination, the more potent the potion. Think of your lover's face, flushed and desperate. And what of the rest of their body? Soft hairs tickling against you, plump thighs marked by the grasp of your hands. Here, take some of the lubricant. Keep stroking. Keep thinking of them, supple and needy beneath you. And I really must get the other ingredients ready. We have to get the timing just right. What do I mean? This isn't just throwing all the ingredients into a pot to make a stew, boy. A potion of this complexity requires precision on the exact heating and mixing of the elements. Burn the flowers and your sex will be tinged with regret. Undercooking the foxtail would lead to all sorts of nasty complications. This is all to say that I know what I'm doing, and you will come when I tell you to. Do you understand? Good boy. Let's stoke the fire a little. Tell me more about your lover. What does it feel like when they touch you? Oh, not yet, but you will feel it. Imagine the sensation. Perhaps it is a light tickling, a goose feather brushing against you as it floats by in the breeze, barely raising the hairs on your arm, but enticing you. You'll want more, so much more. And their touch, oh, it will get stronger, hotter, desperate, yes, desperate for you, grasping and pulling and grinding for delicious friction. Yes, tell me how it feels. Slow down, put pressure here. around the base. Good little boys like you are always so eager. It's really quite cute. But soon enough you'll learn that the best pleasure is often attained through patience. Now, I need you to think of your lover's taste. This is important. I may have to adjust the ingredients. Are they sweet? Refreshing? Like a juicy, satisfying fruit in the late spring? Or perhaps you would enjoy something a bit more heady and rich. A more exotic flavor, tobacco and vanilla, from Havana and Madagascar. Why? I suppose you can't even place them on a map, but you will taste them, I assure you. Wherever fingers lead, the tongue tends to follow in a delicious sweet trail. Tell me what they taste like. First, on their soft, wanting lips, then forging a path downward, kissing the lifeblood of their pulse under their jaw, teasing away the garments that cover their shoulders, marking their neck with your own primal need. Do you taste them? Good. Tell me. Smooth, spicy, sweet? I think I can manage that. Getting closer now. Stroke yourself again. Yes, faster now. We're almost done. There's one more thing we haven't addressed. Their voice. Surely you know their voice intimately. It's in your dreams, haunting your ear like wind through the trees, invisible but impossible to ignore. Their song is sweeter to you than a nightingale's call, more powerful than the sirens of Anthemoessa. Think of the voice you so desperately want to hear scream your name. Yes, good boy. You're doing so well. Oh, no need to beg. I promise, we're almost done. You will come here, in my hand, shouting the name of your lover over and over. Do you understand?
I asked you, boy, or this will all have been for naught. Are you ready? See how the petals are starting to bleed. It's time. Yes, come, tell me their name. Don't hold back. There's no one else to hear. Yes, scream your desire. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Espera di sheri cupiditatem ne desere rosario di tiferium. Espera di sheri cupiditatem ne desere rosario di tiferium. Espera di sheri cupiditatem ne desere rosario di tiferium.
You're all right. Good boy. You've done very well. Well, I didn't need this much seed for the potion. Let's clean up the extra. There you go. I know. It's a bit overwhelming. The magic took a lot out of you, but nothing that a good night's sleep won't restore. Here, wrap up with this blanket while I make you something warm to drink.
Oh, hush, Felix.
You're leaving already? Are you certain you'll be all right? Twenty-seven days, and the brew will be ready. Good night. Really, Felix? I thought you learned by now to keep your mouth shut. I warned him of the consequences, didn't I? And it wasn't all bad, was it? Now I've got you. Would you like a kitty brother? Well, I guess we'll find out next month, won't we?